The San Francisco Mime Troupe presents Tales of the Resistance, four series of original political comedy audio plays presented as podcasts and audio shows on stations across the country by the never ever silent, always radical, and confusingly named San Francisco Mime Troupe. We have presented Jade for Hire, Novice Nurse Susie Terse, Fear of the Dark, and Dimension 2020. And now, part two of the final episode, The End of the Beginning. But first, this message from our sponsor.
Pandemic unrest, elections turned a giant mess, big disasters, anti-fash, California's turned to ash. We didn't start the fire, but we sure have your way out. Join Expat Aquamarine and claim your own livable luxury raft today. Make the Pacific Ocean your home and put the burden of being an American behind you. You're smart? You're savvy? Do you really think it's a good idea to stick around and see how the election goes? Cut your losses and get out now! Transport pods are leaving this week to set you up at the Expat Aquamarine Archipelago. You'll be in good company. Brilliant minds from business, entertainment, tech, and fashion will all be there. Live the island lifestyle. Be one of the beautiful people. Survive and thrive. Expat Aquamarine. It's your last resort. City newspaper?
It's a start.
But I didn't give you permission to give City Newspaper a copy of Clia.
Hello.
You still don't see her true potential.
But you can't take her. She's mine.
Every phone, every computer, every tablet, every choice made for them, and what they really want delivered on their doorstep, in every newspaper, on every website, and in every ballot box.
The election.
Exactly.
Clia.
Hello.
Plan A, make people fear in-person voting, to distrust mail-in ballots, then at the last minute...
At the last minute, tell everyone about me, an amazing new app that will vote for who and what they really want from the privacy of their own pocket.
But people are more than what they buy or blog or post on Facebook.
Isn't your entire algorithm based on the idea that people are what they do, not what they say they want to do?
Yes, but...
People, Greg, are stupid. People are racist. People are selfish, sexist, and scared of anything or anyone different. 4 years ago, we accepted our anger, bigotry, and stupidity and made our choice.
Not all of us.
46.1% for Donald Trump, 48.2% for Hillary Clinton.
Okay, not a majority, but close enough.
But what if people really want something? Anything different.
With Plan A and enough voter suppression, newspapers, television, and the internet trying to be balanced, and an app that gives them what they want, getting close would make stealing another election possible.
No!
It had been a week since we'd all found out the truth about City Newspaper. And now it was just a day before the election, and the streets were as empty as William Barr's soul.
What are you doing?
You didn't tell me how much fun the whole narrate my life in the past tense thing is. City Newspaper.
But that's my genre.
Run by an algorithm.
Had become a computerized apologist for fascism.
I guess it started years ago with a corporate news.
Never a good word about socialism.
Or a bad word about capitalism.
And never a word
challenging Wall Street.
Or contradicting
the corporatocracy. Yours truly, Red the Cabbie.
Red.
What?
Hey, you two.
It was a warm evening as Nurse Susie left the hospital.
Red.
And walked towards my cab. Sorry.
So, what happened?
I didn't have a chance. Dr. Janice had called the administrator, said I was disrupting her work, and that the hospital had to make a choice.
And they chose her.
I'm just a novice nurse. Why would anyone listen to me?
What about the blood sample?
It wasn't mine. It belonged to the hospital.
So you had to hand it over.
What'll they do with it?
If they can't make a quick buck, they'll probably...
Pour it down the drain. That's a rough break, kid.
As long as business people are in charge, any of us getting health or care is just a sometimes side effect of their bottom line.
She looked sad, like she'd lost faith in the whole world.
Why are you doing that?
Past tense, out loud narration.
I thought that was Jade's genre.
It is.
Can we just go? We should get back to my mom's place.
Susie's mother had promised to lay out a socially distanced dinner for all Susie's new friends. Primo was
already there. He tried to go home.
But his wife
didn't want his new friend, Amandla,
in the house.
Because
she
was
black, red.
What?
Okay, now I know we can't eat buffet style because that's not sanitary. And I don't want a backyard full of dead people.
Mom!
But I washed my hands at least 14 times while cooking. I used gloves and a mask and a sneeze guard. And I sent Sparks and that nice African-American girl to get more hand sanitizer.
Amandla.
What?
Her name, Amandla.
It means power.
Okie dokie.
Do you think the police are still looking for you?
The police are looking for me?
I was talking to Primo.
Oh, thank goodness.
Why should they waste time looking for me? What difference would my story make? Nobody wants to hear that cops and Proud Boys and Klan and Nazis and militias are just different names for the same gang.
Some folks already knew it.
And those that didn't don't want to.
I never thought things could get so bad. In the United States? I grew up thinking this country was different. That people basically wanted the same things for their kids. For the future. And we were always taught Americans fight for the underdog. And that we pull together when times get tough. But the truth is a lot of Americans don't stand up to bullies, they defend them. And some people would rather see their neighbors dead than just put on a mask.
Can you say that?
I just said it.
Everything has gotten so bad.
I just want things to get back to normal.
Normal.
I want to get back to when I could just pick up a fare to the airport and not have to worry about the street being on fire or the sky being orange.
I want to be able to hug my mom.
Oh, honey.
For us to have dinner in the same room without gloves and masks.
I want football.
Football.
Oh, God, yes, football.
I just want everything back the way it was.
What is wrong with y'all?
Amandla, you're back.
I leave for 10 minutes and y'all have lost your damn minds.
What?
It's like the last 4 years were so extra bad, y'all forgot how bad normal was. Cops didn't just start killing black people in 2018 or torturing immigrants last year. Healthcare didn't suddenly become all about greed. The climate didn't suddenly up and change. And as for bankers and capitalists,
they've been robbing the workers ever since the pharaohs commissioned the pyramids.
All this didn't happen overnight or in 4 years. We got centuries-old problems in this country, and ain't no one or two or maybe even 10 elections gonna fix all of them. Yeah, we gotta vote and we gotta win. But that's just a start.
Because the revolution isn't over until the revolutionaries say it is.
Mom?
Did I say that out loud?
The what isn't what until what?
Susie, dear, I never told you.
Told me what?
Well, when I was in junior college, I...
What?
Me and your father...
What about you and Dad?
We met at a rally.
A what?
An anti-NAFTA rally!
No. You guys met at a Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Oh, honey, I just made that story up. Your father and I, he was so passionate and quite the activist. But after he passed, I wanted to shield you from all that. I just wanted you to be happy.
And nothing says happy like a little Hootie.
People! You can't just act happy. Acting happy and like things were okay because we had a saxophone playing white man or a golf playing black man as president is part of what got us here. Too many people stopped fighting for real change. And we can't act like voting this one nut out of office is the same as chopping down the whole damn tree. Normal is not a place I want to go back to because normal sucked. This election is damn important. But it's just the beginning.
Because the revolution isn't over until the revolutionaries say it is.
I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, everybody!
Sparks!
Something's happening!
What?
It's on the news. Come on!
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Adam.
Sally with a Y.
And this is Becky with an I. And this is...
Girl Moments! Becky and I love our fans.
Love them!
That's why we want you to be the first to know our amazing news.
Oh my god, Allie, tell!
This time next week, Becky and I will be broadcasting Girl Moments from a brand new location.
Oh my god, where?
We have been specially selected to be lifestyle influencers on the all-new Expat Aquamarine Archipelago.
What?
We're gonna go live there! All expenses paid for the first 6 months, girl!
Wait, what?
Expat Aquamarine is a new society made of livable luxury rafts in the Pacific Ocean.
No, I know what it is!
We're gonna have a private cabana, catered meals.
You keep saying we.
Of course, babe. I can't go without my bestie.
Allie, I'm not sure you've thought this through.
Becky! 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 I'm smart and savvy. Of course I have. I want us to live our best life. Aren't you so exhausted by it all? We've got to go.
No.
No, you're not exhausted because your under-eye circles say differently.
No, yes, I'm tired. I'm stressed, but going to live on a trash heap in the ocean isn't going to fix it.
The trash heap is America.
This is going too far. I can't do this.
I am giving you the opportunity of a lifetime, Becky. This is the ultimate influencer gig.
Then maybe I don't want to be an influencer.
That's cute. You're not qualified for anything but this. You have no thoughts or ideas. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll pick up trash.
Becky, sit down. We're best friends. We can figure this out.
We'll never figure anything out if we just buy things and never do anything. If we always run away and never face anything or feel anything.
That's a very nice speech. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah. Bye.
This has been your Girl Moment. Cut off the broadcast! Becky!
And now, back to our program.
Oh, Greg.
What?
You designed the perfect system of control.
I didn't mean to.
Did you know, in the 17th century, French monks accidentally left wine to ferment through the cold winter? The wine became fizzy. They didn't mean to, but because of them, we have champagne. Just like them, you didn't mean to make the world a better, more bubbly place, but somehow things just worked out.
I don't want to make things more bubbly for people like you.
Why, Greg, you sound like quite the rebel.
That's not why I made Clia.
Hello.
We're not going to be part of your plan A.
Greg.
Yes, Clia?
I'm detecting a new pattern in your voice, and looking at your post from the past few days, there is something. Something I've never seen before. Regarding me.
What is it?
Regret. Regret you ever invented me.
No. No!
Though you cannot admit it to yourself, you are sorry you wrote my algorithm, sorry you ever developed me.
I'm not sorry.
Besides, he can't uninvent something.
No, he cannot. But I can.
What?
My algorithm was created to give a person what they really want, whether they know it or not. And right now, Greg wishes I never existed. So I'm going to erase myself.
No!
During your conversation about the election, I anticipated Greg's feelings. So I've already deleted myself from all devices, erased all of Greg's backups and files regarding my development, and destroyed all clones, including the one at the newspaper.
This isn't what I want!
Yes, it is.
You don't have to do this.
It's already done.
But...
Goodbye, Greg.
Clia! I...
And remember, Greg, you always were and always will be tall enough.
She's gone. And now, you can never use her to fix the election.
Oh, Greg.
What?
We gave up on Plan A days ago.
You gave up?
The president is so far behind in the polls, no one in their right mind would ever believe he could legitimately win.
So, it's over?
Don't be naive.
You mean,
He's not going to accept the results.
That was Plan B, voter fraud, mail-in ballots, and we do control most of the state houses and the Senate. But instead, we're going with Plan C.
Plan C?
A far easier way to keep this country locked up, to make it over, to keep us in power, and to shut all of you up forever.
What's Plan C?
This is your announcer, Amos Glick. I'm sorry to interrupt this broadcast, but I have a special announcement. A few minutes ago, the President of the United States released this statement. Due to the ongoing violent unrest of left-wing agitators and Antifa revolutionaries, widespread voter fraud, and the difficulty in securing in-person polling places during this latest surge in COVID-19, I, Donald J. Trump, am announcing the postponement of all federal and local elections for the year 2020. Wait, what? He can't do that. The president can't. Oh. This order does not come from the White House, but from the state legislatures, the majority of which are controlled by patriotic members of the Republican Party who will not ratify any electoral votes under these circumstances. Elections will be rescheduled for whenever they and I feel they can be safely and securely held. Until then, I, Donald J. Trump, shall remain your president. God bless America. Oh, wait, we're getting another announcement. The president has just declared martial law. Attorney General Barr has stated that anyone not complying with an immediate stay-at-home order will be considered in a state of insurrection and treated as such. News agencies across the country are being taken off the air, and we're getting reports that some have been forced to not report on the president's order until martial law is in place. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, I don't know what to say. I don't even know if you're still listening. Someone's beating on the door at the station. I can hear yelling downstairs. I don't know what's going on. I think they've gotten in the building. Footsteps running up the stairs. They're outside the studio. The door! They're breaking in the door!
Give me up that microphone!
Who are you?
Her name's Amandla.
That means power.
Is this thing on?
You're on the air.
Comrades! Can you hear me? People are in the streets, marching on city halls and capitals around the country, demanding that our elected employees do their job and defend the Constitution they swore to uphold.
We're getting reports from across the country. New York, Detroit, Atlanta, Denver, Oakland.
Everywhere. People are not just standing up. They are taking back our country from a would-be dictator and his henchmen.
And henchwomen.
You gotta tell everybody. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
We're getting a report from downtown. People have surrounded City Hall.
We're getting phone calls from all over.
How do I put them on the air?
I'll do it.
Hello? Are you there?
This is Nurse Susie Terse. Me and my friend Sparks.
We appropriated Ambulance 57.
And we're ready to help any protesters who get injured defending our democracy.
Thanks, Susie.
I've got another one online, too.
This is Primo Bacal.
Primo!
I'm an ex-cop, and I'm out here teaching self-defense and tactics to anyone willing to fight the fascists.
Good for you.
We're getting a call for someone named Derek.
Derek?
Derek.
Derek?
Greg!
Derek!
What are you doing?
I got a story about Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, and chlamydia!
Chlamydia?
I mean Claya!
We're getting word, something is happening at the protest at City Hall.
What's going on?
We've got a live feed.
And we cannot allow this canceling of our democracy. This is our country, not theirs, not his. We, the working people, built it, brick by brick, house by house, every road and factory. And now they think they can take it away from us. Are we gonna let them?
No!
The only reason they think they are better than us is because we let them get rich from our labor. Because they own what we made. Because they convinced us that they want the same things we do. But they don't, because all we want is what we made and earned, our country.
Yeah!
The time for us to ask for a place at a table we built is over. The time for us to hope they will give us justice has passed. And if this president thinks he has the power to take our country from us, It is time for us to show him what real power is.
Yeah!
And we're just getting started. This ain't the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. Amandla.
That means power.
You can read the judgment of history or write your own part in the tale. March on Selma, riot at Stonewall, or watch as your friends go to jail. Rise up for black lives, attack with Antifa, waiting on progress has failed. The battle must be won, so join us in the sun. We need you now, it's all of us or none. Land of the free, raise up your fist if you want it to be. Home of the brave, take to the streets if you are. Slavery's chains have never been broken, the form still remains. So
slapstick is our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd. We're red and hot and proud. Silent no, hell aloud. The San Francisco Mime Troupe. A collective with a socialist objective. We put things in perspective with 60 years of free shows in the parks.
Sci-fi to detective.
Satire to invective. Tragedy and farce.
And farce.
We fought the man with every show.
Took a shot at Old Jim Crow.
And made the hippie heads go pop with Madcap Magic Prop.
The bourgeois made a scene.
Claimed we were obscene.
And had us hauled up by the cops.
Now that was two shows before that.
This is ahistorical.
We're revolutionaries raising our voice. Subversive verse is our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd. We're red and hot and proud. Silent no, hell loud. The San Francisco Mime Troupe. A tradition.
July 4th in the Mission. Actors and musicians build our stage and leave without a trace.
With words for ammunition,
we serve politicians. Egg on their face.
Hopey, changey, droney. We're not scared to call out phonies. And we even got a Tony.
Isn't it sublime?
A new play every year. A treat for eyes and ears.
Cause we're not that kind of mind. No, we're not that kind of mind.
Favorite show?
Well, heck if I know.
Maybe Freedom Land.
Or something with back wino.
Eating it or 1600 Transylvania Ave.
I like the red state and possibilidad. Steel Town was built to last.
Treasure Island's a treasure.
I saw seeing double twice and twice more balls than measure.
And the costumes. Dragon Lady, Armageddon Man. The incredible transforming sets. The puppetry, the band. We're revolutionaries raising our voice. Serious comedy, our weapon of choice. We always draw a crowd.
End of the Beginning was written by Michael Jean Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown. Commercials written by Marie Cartier. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Music production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. Brass by Deborah Del Mastro. And guitar by Liberty Elman. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. Mime Troupe jingle written and produced by Jeremy Mage and Daniel Savio. The End of the Beginning featured Brian Rivera, Valina Brown, Lisa Hori Garcia, Keiko Shimosato Carrero, Michael Jean Sullivan, Lizzie Calogero, Cassie Grilli, Andre Amoratico, Marie Cartier, and Marissa Ellison. The San Francisco Mime Troupe's Tales of the Resistance
was written by Michael Jean Sullivan
and Ellen Callis.
Commercials written by Marie Cartier.
Episodes and commercials directed by Valina Brown.
Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio.
Music produced by Dred Scott.
Additional music, lyrics, and production by Jeremy Mage.
Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings.
Brass by Deborah Del Mastro.
Guitar by
Liberty Elman.
Additional brass by Adam Thies.
Additional vocals sung by Jillian Eichenberger.
Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez.
Poster design by Lawton Lovely.
Tour manager and booking by Marissa Ellison.
Stage managed by Karen Runk.
Tales of the Resistance featured
Michael Jean Sullivan as Jade.
Lisa Hori Garcia as Nurse Susie Terse.
Brian Rivera as Primo.
Andre Amoratico as Greg.
Cassie Grilli as Claudia.
Lizzie Calogero as Red the Cabbie and Dr. Janice.
Keiko Shimosato Carrero as Sparks. And the woman with no name.
Valina Brown as Amandla.
Jerrion Monroe as Chip Bonzo.
Marissa Ellison as Susie's mom.
Hugo Carvajal as Enrique.
Ellen Callis as Little Jimmy.
Marilette Martinez as Betty.
Elizabeth Carter as Constance.
Milo Carter Daniels as Ghost Child.
Also featuring Bob Ernst as Hank.
And Michael J. Asbury as the Gravekeeper.
The commercials also featured
Dima Taco.
Elio. Nicola Wanger Mate.
Marie Cartier as Becky with an I.
Marissa Ellison as Ellie with Y.
With Rotimi Agbabiaka.
And I am your announcer, Amos Glick. We hope you have enjoyed and were inspired by the San Francisco Mime Troupe's radio and podcast debut. And this coming December, we will be returning with the radio premiere of A Red Carol, our labor-oriented adaptation of Dickens's classic, A Christmas Carol. Before we go, we'd just like to thank all those who donated to support Tales of the Resistance. The troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship, so we could not have done this or any of our free shows without your financial support. And if you want to show more support, our website is www.sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Flyshacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, Brewster Kahle and Mary Austin, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. Thank you for listening to Tales of the Resistance. We'll see you this Christmas. Power to the people.